This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You'll never find. It'll take the end of all time.
Just after 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, it's Hollywood Casino Press Box. Jim Huber with you. We're in the line change. We're kind of on an extended penalty kill here. Is that the best way to put it,
Brian? This is, yes. Yes.
The guys are down inside the locker room at the Enterprise Center, and they will rejoin us here in just a little bit to further discuss tonight's matchup with the San Jose Sharks. Blues returning home with a 3-2 advantage, trying to close out the Sharks and get ready for the Stanley Cup Finals. A lot of great sponsors on this show. One of them is Ryan Kelly.
And he can do the 5-minute loan approval. All you got to do is go to the Home Loan Expert. .com. You can start the process there or give them a call today at 314-781-9700. You can calculate your payments, get pre-approved, or even refinance your mortgage all through Ryan Kelly at thehomeloanexpert.com. He is the place to do it.
I'm telling you.
He's probably psyched for tonight's game.
I can only imagine. We've been in their offices before down on Brentwood, and I can only imagine the craziness that's going on in their office, because they have all kinds of St. Louis sports memorabilia around there, and I know there's tons of Blues fans there, and it's that way all around the city. I mean, it's pretty awesome to see. I know John Kelly was on with the guys from the TMA this morning, and he mentioned something, and I know we talked a little bit about all the signs in the last half hour of the show, but John Kelly mentioned even the city and the vibe around the city with this team, there's a belief factor unlike we've seen in the past. There's
yes.
always that, I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall. I'm waiting for the bad thing to happen. It doesn't feel that way, even with the fan base right now. It's pretty awesome to see everywhere you're going. I guess maybe social media helps with that a little bit, but it's all positive, and it's pretty awesome to see the folks in St. Louis just jump on board. I mean, it really is. I mean, you can go when you go out to eat anywhere, you go out, you're driving anywhere, it's all Blues all the time.
It just seems so organic too. It's not It's not forced. The Gloria thing just kind of happened. Singing John Denver songs when leading in the third period. Just
I still
kind
don't
of,
get that one.
Just kind of happened. It's all, everyone is just embracing this for what it is, and that's just a very, very fun period in Blues history.
I don't necessarily know I get the John Denver thing. We're not in West Virginia.
Not, but that song's not about West Virginia, though.
I know, but it is the theme song they sing in Morgantown all the time. I mean, but but you're right. I mean, that song has been around forever. And if you would have played it 2 years ago, 5 years ago, people would have looked at you and go, why are you playing that? And everything has changed about everything that's going on with the St. Louis Blues. And right now, the Sharks are on the ice. Haven't seen any news come out about who's on the ice and who's not on the ice for them. But I know Frank Cusimano, Martin Kilcoyne will give us a little bit of an update here in just a little bit. I'll give a couple thoughts here. Obviously, if Erik Karlsson can't go, they're in deeper trouble than they
yes.
even believe. I mean, he has been, and we saw it. He only played 10:32 in the last game, and the Blues shut that down. Thomas Hertl, if he can't play, another guy up on the forward spot that they don't have a replacement for. He's been their top faceoff guy, and he played basically 10 minutes of their game on Sunday as well. If they, either one of those guys can't go or are compromised, it doesn't. They're done. I really believe they're just, the Blues will come out and dominate much like they did on Sunday. Those two guys are heart and soul guys, and I did not even mention Joe Pavelski.
I know.
So, and the thing about Pavelski, he's playing, and you know he's not 100%, but the Blues have done a pretty good job of keeping him at bay. Number 8 has been a catalyst for that franchise for a number of years, and other than the game where they had the double, the two-man advantage, and he scored the goal, he has not been a true offensive force or factor in the series. Part of that is because of a guy like Colton Parayko has just been the best defenseman in this playoff on the Western Conference side. He has shut down anybody that has played against him. So you throw those guys out, the replacements, well, you're going to have Tim Heat in, replacing Carlson, you're going, really? Yeah, he's only played, I think, a handful of games the entire playoff run for San Jose. Dylan Gamble will play at center if one of those two guys can't go. Again, a fourth-line guy at best. Sorensen, we've seen in the past. He's been in and out of the lineup in this series. And then Lucas Radil is another option that they have. Again, not great depth guys that you're going to have to try and come in and rely on for the San Jose Sharks. Everything is leaning towards the St. Louis Blues tonight. I can only imagine the energy in that building when the puck is dropped. It will be unlike anything we've seen in the past. I can liken it to, personally, I was in Vancouver, and it was game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs in 2003, one of the falls for the St. Louis Blues after everyone else was falling like dominoes, and the Blues had a series lead on Vancouver and failed. But in game one of that playoffs, I was in that building. We were just about ready for puck drop. There was so much energy, towels waving and all of that. The hair on the back of my neck finally just stood up, and I had to take a second. And that's one of the coolest things I've ever had a chance to do while working in this business, guys, is when it hits you like that, you just stop and you look and you go, oh, my God, this noise is deafening. There are towels waving. There's energy just in your face. And I think that's what they're going to get tonight at this Enterprise Center. It will be that much energy. I know there are towels that I think Frank talked about it earlier. They're putting towels.
They're putting towels in all the seats already.
How about that? It is good to go. We're waiting for Frank and the guys to get back, but it is time, before we get to that, for five for the guys.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank.
The guys.
Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Getting old sucks, I feel like, so I'll... Jim...
I'm the oldest guy here.
Jim,
so yeah.
I'll put you in the shoes of a younger you.
Oh.
To say you're 21-year-old Jim Huer.
Okay.
You're free of most financial responsibilities.
Yes.
You go on StubHub.com.
Yes.
You see a seat in the upper deck is going for about $175, $180. Be honest. Even if you have like $300 in your checking account, you're tempted to put that money down and buy that ticket tonight.
21-year-old Jim Huer is going. It does not matter. I can relate to this exact scenario. I'm a bit younger. Blues are playing the Blackhawks, and Brett Hall is in his second season, I think, with the St. Louis Blues. That week, the Blues played two home games at the old arena, and I was old enough to drive. My brother had a job. He was a little bit younger than me, but he had a job too, so I didn't have to pay his way. We went to two games in 1 week. It was like the greatest thing in the world. We sat down. We got the expensive seats, sat down in what was then the parquet section of the old arena, and the Blues eliminated the Chicago Blackhawks that year. Brett Hall came down the wing, and I like I said, I think it was his first full season with the Blues. Ripped the shot inside the blue line over the shoulder of Darren Pang, and Pang's talked about this goal. Nobody saw the goal. Nobody saw the shot. You just heard the ping from the back of the iron as it went in, and the place erupted. And absolutely, if I'm 21 years old, I am spending the money to make it happen tonight, because tonight is the night.
You are John Mozeliak, Cardinals, president of baseball operations. You're 4-13 in your last 17. You have a team ERA approaching 5 in that span. Your offense is sputtered. Key contributors aren't hitting. Go Blues, right?
Absolutely. In fact,
keep it going.
During the rain delay, I'm showing the game on the video board tonight down at Busch Stadium, 100%. One thing that I'm sure will be helpful, because usually first home game back after a road trip, there's a lot of media there.
Yeah.
And it's a big, hey, give us the status of the team type kind of feel. There's a lot of them are going to be down at the Enterprise Center tonight. You'll have your regulars, your beat writers.
Derek Gould and Rick Hummel one-on-one with John Mozeliak there this afternoon.
You know what? He is so happy because of that reason tonight. He'll be like, oh, a small group here today. Oh, great. Well, let's just talk about a few things and move on. And by the way, it looks like we're going to have a rain delay. So, absolutely, go Blues if you're John Mozeliak and the Cardinals, because it has been a horrible month.
Yes.
A terrible month for this baseball team.
You are the Blues' fourth line. You scoring tonight?
Yes. I think they're taking it to them again tonight. They're probably going to start again. They've started, I think, three or four games in a row. Last game, that line had 9 hits and 8 shots, and they scored the first goal with Sundquist getting the rebound, but the loose puck that was thrown out there by Erik Karlsson. Absolutely, they score tonight. They make things happen. I think from the text line, who did we have? Hockey Bob said this fourth line is the stop us if you can line. I don't care what you call it. It's good, and just make it happen. Because the other side of it is, well, if you're going to give them a name, you got to give the Bozak, Maroon, Thomas line a name as well, because they helped you dominate the Dallas Stars in round number 2. So, yeah, they're scoring tonight. At least one. I think it's Steiner's night to get a goal here tonight.
Okay.
That's my feel on that.
All right, so, okay, this is going to be my next question then.
Okay.
We always do it. The pick to collect. Who you got? Who is your pick to collect tonight?
I can't
tonight.
Take Steen then, okay?
All right. Someone else who is going to step up tonight for the Blues.
Big night tonight for the St. Louis Blues will be a dominating night. I don't know if he's necessarily going to get points, but it's going to be a Colton Parayko is just going to be the best player on the ice again tonight. And he will go a long way to the St. Louis Blues, allowing, if not just one goal, getting another shutout tonight.
I think we're on number 5. It's 5 for the guys, brought to you by Greenville.
We can do 6 if you want.
University. Okay. But number 5, you're an NBA Western Conference team that's not the Golden State Warriors. Mm. You've just seen Golden State rattle off, I believe, 5 straight now without Kevin Durant, who it's assumed will be leaving Golden State after this year.
Right.
What are you thinking today?
Can we put in a petition to go to the East?
Are you really hoping Klay Thompson also leaves? But that seems unlikely.
Yeah, at this point, because I still think they're a year and a half away from before you get to the narrative where you go, oh, they're getting old. I think they got at least one more year in them before you go, oh, they're getting a little long in the tooth and somebody gets them. They're just dominating right now. And it's one of those things, every time you think they get a chink in the armor, they just smash you right back in the face. And games aren't even close at times. They're just dominating you. You even get a lead in the third, and you're early in the fourth. You go, hey, we got like a 5-point lead on them. Maybe, and before you know it, 5 minutes go by and you're down by 10 or 12. You're going, well, that's the end of that. So, yeah, if you're a Western Conference team, other than try to get to the West, or if you're a free agent in the West and you're not going there, you better go East. Find a way to get on a team to the East. You know what? Go knock on the door of Milwaukee. Go talk to the Celtics. Go talk to the Sixers, one of those teams that are close. If you're a free agent, and say, hey, I want to play in the East because I want a chance to go at least play in the finals. Because if I'm playing in the West anywhere other than Golden State, I'm not going to get that opportunity.
All right, here's number 6 then.
Okay.
We'll 6 for the guys. You're in charge of Laura Brinigan's estate. Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Keep playing that song. Keep streaming that song. Keep downloading that song.
I don't even know what the estate looks like, but if it's got
gone up.
If it's got shrubs, I'm cutting out the shrubs to say Go Blues.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been pretty amazing that all this takes place just because a group of guys who were playing on the last place team went out to some place on a suggestion by a buddy to watch the Philadelphia Eagles play a playoff game. This song gets played over and over and over that probably most of us haven't heard in, what, 6-7 years?
I'm not sure I ever heard the song, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know it's in a movie, but I have not seen the movie.
What movie is it from?
Isn't it in Footloose?
Was it in Footloose? It may have been.
It's in Dirty Dancing. It's in a dancing song.
Okay. Flashdance?
Maybe Flashdance.
I don't know.
It's in a dancing movie.
Anyway, the fact that you put all those things together, it brought that song back to prominence. And it's pretty awesome. Again, another narrative of this situation where you go, wow, everything is just amazing how this is just blown up in everybody's face. Everybody's a Blues fan. And the weird thing, it's a little odd, a little eerie. It feels bad to say, but I didn't know Laura Branigan was not alive until this came out.
I think a lot of people have finally realized that. By the way, Laura Branigan's song Gloria is 197 on the iTunes top downloaded songs. I'm not sure over what. This is under top songs. So I don't know what
right. What
time frame it is, but it's 197, which certainly would not be that high.
It wouldn't even be on the list.
No, had the blues not made this run.
It wouldn't have been on the list of 600. If you went the top 600, for sure. Wow. Yeah, that's... I haven't played it, by the way, since this started.
At no, because you hear it enough on your own, going out and about.
I don't even have it on... I'm an old guy, so I still have my iPod, and I have lots of songs. I don't even have it on
there.
Neither
do I.
And I'm not going to put it on there. Not because I necessarily just hate the song. It's kind of superstitious right now. I don't want anything to ruin this. So don't do anything like, hey, just jump on the bandwagon. Nope. Let the bandwagon run its course. You can get on the bandwagon later. And if it does happen, it'll be part of the unbelievable memories that will come out of this for blues fans, for sure.
All right, that is 5-6 for the guys. Brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu.
Still waiting for the guys to get finished down at the Enterprise Center. Martin Kilcoyne, Frank Cusimano will join us from the Enterprise Center.
Okay, I have heard the song. Donald Trump's Russian friend saying the Italian version of Gloria is in The Wolf of Wall Street. I forgot about that.
Oh, okay.
When they're rescued by Italians in their yacht.
Yes. Okay, I think, and I believe, help me out here, if you've heard it, I haven't heard that, but I've been told it's a very slow, different version of the song. Is that true or not?
Plowsy played it actually coming back at about 10:30. It is a little bit, it is slower, I think. Yeah it's not as fast.
I was told it wasn't quite the same.
Frank, by the way, saying he'll be there in about 5 minutes. Kerber now, he says, coming at 11:45.
Okay. So, yeah, everybody's adjusting.
Yep.
That's what you do on a day like today, but
hopefully many more adjustments and many more days to come.
Well, which could be really fun.
Yes.
It makes for a headache for those of us who have to do scheduling and get the personnel in the right spot, but it'll be pretty awesome to have to deal with the blues and people out in Boston.
It's Flashdance, by the way. Gloria's in Flashdance.
Is it Flashdance?
Flashdance.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll be honest. I grew up in the 80s. I was not a fan of any of the 80s movies, dance movies. Let's put it that way.
Hockey Bob saying Jennifer Beals had a friend who wanted to be an ice dancer in her tryouts. She used the song Gloria to skate to, and she fell down twice and failed in her tryouts.
Thanks for the update, Hockey Bob. Is there anything Hockey Bob doesn't know about?
Oh, and the Veil Prophet, my birthday is today. I was -2 in 1970. This would be the best gift I could wish for in the note, punching that ticket to the finals. Is this something that the Cardinals have won so frequently
right. That
there really isn't a good story attached to it outside of, hey, you know, it'd be cool if they won. Whereas there are legitimate stories surrounding this game tonight for Blues fans, whether it be going to the Checkered Dome with parents or grandparents, or you know, remembering where they were when Yzerman's shot went in, or when they lost to Calgary in '86. A lot of feelings that need to be exercised tonight.
Yeah, and on all those points that you pointed out, and I just relayed one story, a playoff story.
Yes, with your brother.
With my brother. I was like, yeah, I remember. We went, and he paid for most of it, but neither one of us cared. We paid, I don't know, at the time, that would have been like 87. We were paying like $30 a ticket. We didn't care. We were kids in high school, and it was like, we get to go to two playoff games against the Blackhawks in the same week. If you get a chance to go to this thing tonight, you're definitely all in. I do remember the Game 7 in Calgary. And a note about that team, obviously it was all the buildup after the Monday Night Miracle win, and you went to Calgary. The Blues in that game, that was one of those games where it was only a one-goal game, but it didn't feel like it. It was one of those games where Calgary was they just won the game. It was close, but the Blues never really had a chance to, you know, you never felt they were a threat to knock off Calgary in Game 7 of that game. It was one of those, and that Calgary team was loaded with talent up front. A side note to that, Harry Ornest was the owner then. He saved the team when they were about ready to go to Saskatoon. He was a cheap owner. And the story I've been told by a number of people, the players, was that when the game was over, they all had to find their way out of Calgary.
Oh, my God.
Now, they didn't have chartered flights, I don't think, back then either. But they all had to find their way out of Calgary after the game. How about that for a storyline? You were one goal or one game from going to the Stanley Cup Finals. They couldn't even find a way to get them all back to St. Louis. It was like, just go find your way back. The season's over.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck. We'll see some of you when we get back to training camp in September. I mean, how bad is that for a storyline for that group? But again, it goes back to a number of storylines that did you tell me you remember the Yzerman game?
Not really, no.
Okay. So if I go to you and I say, what's the most memorable playoff moment for you so far as a Blues fan?
Like disappointment?
Yeah, because that's all we've had so far. Or just anything. Maybe there was a positive. I don't know.
No, I mean, I remember 16 being a lot of fun, that run that ended short against this San Jose club. I remember my family moved back to St. Louis from Chicago in 99. And I remember all the disappointment of my classmates in fifth grade when we lost to San Jose in the first round of that year.
See, I had forgotten about that bad memory. That was the year that Mark Bergevin threw the puck in the net. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
To this day, I still can't believe it. We all were sitting there watching the game on television, and we all looked at one another, Brian, and said, what the heck did he just do? He threw it in the net. Storyline there that I can share with people. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to a break.
Well, actually, you can tell it real quick because Frank and Martin are back. They're there.
They're
so
back?
We'll go back to them after this timeout.
Okay, let's take this timeout, and we'll save the story later because it can stay for another day. There's no doubt about that. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box back down to the Enterprise Center after this break.